Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
My name is Liliana.
And today we have a great newbie lesson all about winter clothing.
That's right.
All right. So before we get started on the dialogue, Liliana, why don't you tell us what our key word is?
Abrigo.
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 Okay. And that's a noun, and that means?
A coat.
A coat. Okay. Very good. So let's listen to this dialogue.
Dialogue. First time.
¡Qué frío!
Quiero un abrigo de invierno.
Yo unos guantes y un gorro.
Usa esta bufanda por mientras.
Gracias.
Second time.
¡Qué frío!
Quiero un abrigo de invierno.
Yo unos guantes y un gorro.
Usa esta bufanda por mientras.
Gracias.
Third time.
¡Qué frío!
Quiero un abrigo de invierno.
Yo unos guantes y un gorro.
Usa esta bufanda por mientras.
Gracias.
All right, we're back. So now you probably didn't understand a couple of those words, so we're going to go with a line-by-line translation.
¿Qué frío?
It's cold.
¿Qué frío?
It's so cold.
¿Qué frío? Quiero un abrigo de invierno.
I want a winter coat.
Quiero un abrigo de invierno.
I want a winter coat.
Quiero un abrigo de invierno. Yo unos guantes y un gorro.
I want some gloves and a hat.
Yo unos guantes y un gorro.
I want some gloves and a hat.
Yo unos guantes y un gorro. Usa esta bufanda por mientras.
Use this scarf in the meantime.
Usa esta bufanda por mientras.
Use this scarf in the meantime.
Usa esta bufanda por mientras. Gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias.
All right, so we have a couple of different nouns for winter clothing, but let's go back to the first line when we have this phrase, qué frío.
Qué frío.
All right, so qué, you know, is like how, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you wouldn't really translate it how cold. You would
no.
just say it's cold.
Yeah.
It's a phrase.
Yes, and you can see here qué has an accent, right? And it's because it's in an exclamational phrase, right? It's exclamation. Mm-hmm. So qué frío.
Qué frío. How cold it is or something
so,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, learn it as a phrase.
Right. It's okay. Cold.
Quiero un abrigo de invierno.
Okay, so the first word there is quiero. That's a verb, and that means to want, mm-hmm. right? And the verb quiero comes from querer. And in this case, it's in the first person, in the present, and in the singular form, in the indicative form. I want, quiero. You want what? One winter coat.
Un abrigo de invierno.
Okay, so we say un. Because the coat is masculine, right?
Mm-hmm. El abrigo.
El abrigo. And that's our key word, the coat, abrigo.
De invierno.
All right, so it's, what is invierno?
Invierno is winter.
So you want a coat of winter, a winter coat.
Yes.
All right, so moving on to our third line, the other person exclaims that they want a gloves and a hat.
Mm-hmm. Yo unos guantes y un gorro.
Now, there's no verb here.
You can cut it out. You can say, yo unos guantes, because it's implied, right? So here, they cut out the quiero, because above, they already use it. So you don't want to repeat it, so you can cut it. You can still say it, yo quiero unos guantes.
Okay. So yeah, don't worry if you don't see the verb here. It's omitted, but you can add it in. If you really want to, you can say, yo quiero unos guantes. Now, if you notice here again, the quantifier, unos, right? That doesn't really make sense because you say ones, right? Like, it's plural,
mm-hmm.
right? But again, it's masculine and plural because gloves, it's a pair of gloves. They're in the plural form. Unos guantes.
Mm-hmm. Y un gorro.
And a hat.
But here, remember that hat is like, it could be sombrero. That's what you usually learn, right?
Right.
But when it's gorro, it's more like the toque. You know how
right.
they call it in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the little winter
like a
hat.
Like a ski hat. Or,
yeah.
In English, we say hat, right? Mm-hmm. But in Spanish, you say gorro, sombrero. You have different ways of saying it for different types.
Mm-hmm.
And then moving on to our next line.
Usa esta bufanda por mientras.
Usa. And we have a verb right there in the imperative form.
Mm-hmm.
Usa.
Usa.
It's in the second person, right? Mm-hmm. You use this scarf.
Esta bufanda.
Okay, esta bufanda. Now remember, we use esta because the scarf is in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's near.
Exactly.
This scarf.
por mientras.
All right. So, Liliana, can you help us out with this por mientras?
Por mientras is a way of saying in the meantime, but you can also say, usa esta bufanda mientras tanto. That's another way.
Okay, I'm saying the same thing, in the meantime.
Or you can just say, mientras. Usa esta bufanda mientras.
Okay. Okay. So you can say, por mientras, mientras tanto, or mientras.
Mm-hmm.
Great. And then we finish off by saying, thank you.
Gracias.
So a lot of interesting words and phrases there. Why don't we listen to this dialogue again?
Dialogue, first time.
¡Qué frío!
Quiero un abrigo de invierno.
Yo unos guantes y un gorro.
Usa esta bufanda por mientras.
Gracias.
Second time.
¡Qué frío!
Quiero un abrigo de invierno.
Yo unos guantes y un gorro.
Usa esta bufanda por mientras.
Gracias.
Third time.
¡Qué frío!
Quiero un abrigo de invierno.
Yo unos guantes y un gorro.
Usa esta bufanda por mientras.
Gracias.
All right, we're back. So I think it would be valid if we give a couple of more examples of how we could use por mientras or mientras tanto or simply mientras, right? So let's give a couple of different examples and scenarios.
For example, if I'm cold and you have your coat, you can give it to me and you can say, úsalo por mientras.
Okay, úsalo por mientras, or usa mi abrigo por mientras.
Mm-hmm.
Just in the meantime, I'm not giving it to you for, you know, forever.
Yeah, so you say, use my coat in the meantime.
Okay, so another example could be, I watch TV while I eat, right? Entonces, in Spanish, it would be, veo televisión mientras como, right? In the meantime, or while,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Mientras tanto would be like to wait a little while, right? So, and what about winter clothes and stuff? You don't really get a cold winter in Mexico, do you?
Yes, well, in the north, you do.
In the north, you do.
Yeah, you can even get sometimes some snow. We don't go as far to maybe use a lot of like guantes,
mm-hmm.
or gorro.
Do you have any, like, regional forms of calling gloves, guantes, or gorros, or something like that? There's no...
No, that's how
because I know, for example, a baseball cap, sometimes you call it a...
cachucha.
Cachucha, right?
Yes.
Which is, like, a baseball cap or hat.
Mm-hmm.
Different from gorro, different from sombrero.
Yes, definitely. But now, guantes is guantes, gorro, bufanda.
Bufanda.
Bufanda, you know, the scarf. And abrigo.
Oh, okay, it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, if you have any other questions, doubts, or comments, you can visit our website, SpanishPod.com, and we hope to see you guys there.
Bye-bye.
Bye.